Crocs sponsor child drag shows with RuPaul. By Spencer Lindquist on January 3, 2023. The shoe company Crocs is sponsoring a kids' fashion show where participants under 18 will dress and perform in drag. An advertisement for the event explains no pre-registration required, before adding that all kids under 18 are welcome. It also notes that the event is sponsored by Crocs. Meanwhile, the caption states, "Hit them with your catwalk, kids." The event, which was promoted by drag performer RuPaul on Instagram, will take place in the UK from January 6 to 8. Several ads from Crocs feature drag queens and the celebration of Pride Month. But Crocs is far from the only corporation that has pushed queer theory and transgender ideology on children. Breitbart News revealed that Toyota sponsored an event that taught children the first steps of drag performances. The Models of Pride event, hosted in conjunction with the Los Angeles LGBT Center, did not have a minimum age for participation listed. In a different instance, major financial institutions like Wells Fargo and Citibank, as well as Hewlett-Packard, sponsored an event that was set to feature child drag performances. Breitbart News recently reported that General Motors, GM, gave a grant to an LGBT organization that provides pro-transgender books to elementary and even kindergarten classrooms. One of the books provided by the Rainbow Library program that GM funded centers around a toddler who allegedly identifies as transgender. Breitbart News also found that Boeing gave $20,000 to a woke student activist conference. The conference encouraged the student attendees to take part in pro-trans activism. But some corporations' support for transgenderism and queer ideology has been even more direct. Breitbart News reported that TD Bank gave a whopping $500,000 to a child transgender clinic. Other corporations appear to be endorsing and promoting queer theory and transgender identification among children for financial reasons. Bayer and AbbVie Pharmaceuticals, which both create drugs that are used off-label as puberty blockers, were listed as supporters of a pro-transgender film aimed at young children. AbbVie is also listed as a sponsor of the Gender Cool Project, an organization that seeks to normalize transgender identification among children through media exposure. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.